Peace be to you all, brothers and sisters. Yesterday morning after I got out of bed, my wife Susie asked me, what are you going to share this week? What kind of message are you going to share this week? And I said, it's the criteria for a man to be saved. She said, well, this is very simple truth, and why do you need to share that?
那我说既然是这样子的话，我就简单的讲几句经文的话，我们就祷告结束这个聚会，跑到隔壁去，大家可以休息一下。
I said, well, if it is that simple, then I'm just going to share a few scripture, and then we can pray and end the meeting soon.
但这个世界上就是很多人有不同的动机。
But in this world, there are lots of people with different motives. They want to change the simple truth about being saved into something complicated. And then they are going to obstruct other people. And they cause other people to go astray. So we need to understand this truth completely. So that we will not be led astray. Let us bow our head and pray. Our dear Lord, please continue to guide and lead this worship. Through your word and your teaching, help us to understand your truth. And give us the spiritual bed. And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, give us a light that is abundant. And that while we are walking this path, we can fix our eyes on the goal. And to forget what is past, but look forward to the reward you are giving us. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible to John chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. John 15, verses 1 to 6. Let us read these verses together.
来，我们来一起念。第一节，我是生葡萄树，我不是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就收你干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道。 已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也是在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，枝子就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，谁也就多结果子。因为离了我。 你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子
丢在外面枯干，人死起来应在火里烧。蒙经文就念了几遍。有人认为信了耶稣基督以后，
Some people think that after you believe in Jesus Christ,
基督徒越不是过一个圣洁的生活，
if a Christian does not live a holy life,
他只会走向灭亡之路，
he will go towards destruction.
他们所根据的就是刚才我们说 主的话，
and what they base that upon is the verses we just read.
在十五章十二节里面是这样说的。
And in verse in chapter 15 verses 1 to 2 it says,
我是葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
凡结果子的，他就收理干净。
While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes.
使枝子结果子更多。
So that it will be even more fruitful.
那这个话是主耶稣亲口说的。
And these words are spoken by Jesus Christ.
当然可以做这道理的根据。
And of course it can be the foundation of the truth.
所谓凡是我不结果子的枝子。
It says every branch in me that bears no fruit.
指的当然是不圣洁的基督徒。
Talking about the unholy Christian.
成为了一个基督徒而不圣洁。
If you're a Christian and you're not holy,
结果会是怎么样呢？
What's the result?
他就剪去。
He will prune.
此水的这个他字，当然我们晓得就是栽培者，我们的神。
He is talking about the governor, the gardener, our God.
剪去的意思当然是去除。
The meaning.
把它用掉，消灭掉。
When it says cut off, it means to remove or to destroy.
于是很多人就顺理成章的就下结论说。
So a lot of people then make a conclusion.
圣徒越不圣洁。
If a Christian is not holy,
他们就会走上灭亡之路。
They will walk towards destruction.
走上灭亡之路的假道理便出现。
And so this false doctrine appears.
这两句话，刚刚我们念的这两句经文，当比喻来看，或者教训来看，当然是可以的。
The verses that we just look at, it can be a kind of teaching.
但有一座炼狱的论根据，这是有我们要改正。
But as a factual teaching, we need to make some correction.
Purgatory.
Purgatory theory.
Yeah, we need to correct it.
Then we need to correct it.
这个是很重要，因为那个是炼狱啊的道理，我们就要改正了。
So if it is looked upon as a purgatory theory, then we must correct this kind of thinking.
如果承认这种行为派的黑暗道理是正确的话
，If this kind of thinking is correct.
那耶稣的另一句话就更作为提供他们的论点。
Then what Jesus said in the following would also offer support for this kind of thing.
让我们再看约翰福音第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子掉在外面枯干。
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
人死起来，因着火里烧了。
Such branches are picked, thrown into the fire, and burned.
然后呢，他们有位得寸进尺的振振有词的说。
And then they continue to push forward.
得胜的必不受第二次死亡。
Those who are victorious will not face the second death.
这个话是在启示录第二章十一节里面可以找到。
And this is spoken in Revelation 2:11.
那么要想指出些道理的错误。
If we're going to point towards the mistake of this kind of thinking,
必须我们从一个字减去这一词下手。必须从减去一词里面我们来做解释。减去
We need to take away some wording.
The word of take away.
Oh, the word take away.
我们来先看在一节经文在记载在约翰福音第一章二十九节。
Let's look at John chapter 1 verse 29.
里面提到就是说次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里。
It recorded when John the Baptist saw Jesus come to him.
就说看啊。
He says, look.
神的羔羊取一处。
The Lamb of God.
或背负世人罪孽的。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
主所讲的减数。
This word when it says takes away.
和使徒约翰所说的取一处。
And the word spoken by John, take away,
在原文中是同一个字。
It's the same word in the original language.
那希腊文的那个字是叫 arrow, A-I-R-O.
In Greek, it is arrow.
它的英文定义是有三个定义。
There were three definitions in its English translation.
第一个定义是 to lift, to carry, 第二个是 to carry, 第三个是 to take away.意思就是第一个是背负举起背负取出这三个定义里面
to lift, to carry and take away
常常给字面的在出现在不同的经文里面
and oftentimes this word appear in different verses
所以 arrow 这个希腊字在这两处的经文里英文翻译都是 take away
and so as this word appear in these two verses It's the same word arrows, and in English translation, they translated it as take away.
但是我们看见两节经文里面有不同的翻译。
But then, as you look at these two different verses, there are different translations.
因为在中文里面的翻译是一个用减去。
And in Chinese, one of them translated as remove.
另外一个是用取出。
And the other one is take away.
在解经上。我们保罗是要求是非常的严格的。
And in explaining the Bible, Paul has a very high standard.
他一定要所有的那个传道人也好，那个牧师也好，或者是弟兄姐妹也好，就是要按着经分解那个真理的道。
And he taught us that matter if you're a teacher, a preacher, that when you explain the Bible, you need to explain according to real meaning.
这个是记载在提摩太后书第二章十五节里面。
And this is recorded in 2 Timothy 2:15.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。
You need to work hard and be acceptable before God.
做无愧的工人。
And to be shameless servant.
按着正义分解真理的道。
And that you need to interpret the Bible according to its real meaning.
那么在约翰福音十五章第二节的时候，我们所看到当如何的按照经义来分解这个神的道呢
？So as you look at John 15 verse 2, how are you going to interpret this verse?
我的意思只是应该将举止这些动词来代替减去呢。
My meaning is to replace the word cut off with
lift up.
Lift up.
举起就 lift.举起的东西来代替减去。那么我们看约翰福音十五章第二节翻译的话就比较容易明白。
And so if we look at the translation in replacing those words, you will be able to understand it.
凡树我不结果子的枝子，他就举起。
He lifts up every branch in me that bears no fruit.
这是在第二节啊。凡结果子的，他就收理干净。
While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes.
使那个枝子结果子更多。
So that it will be even more fruitful.
关先生对于园艺学的种东西是最有经验。
Mr. Guan is the most experienced gardener.
牧师也爱用他，我也爱用他。
The pastor like to use him as an example, so as I.
假如你对那个葡萄树稍微有知识的话，你要。
If you know a little bit about grapevines, then you will understand.
葡萄树的枝子在荚子上离开地面才能结果。
The vine has to be lifted off the soil before it can bear fruit.
假如这个树扎在地面上是不能结果。
If the vine is left on the ground, it will not bear fruit.
所以你假如使地上爬的枝子也能结果子。
So if the vine on the ground also bears fruit,
只有一个方法,
there's only one way.
就是将枝子举起来,
you have to lift up the vine.
然后又绑在夹子上,
and tie it on the anchor or arbor, excuse me.
这个就是在这个经文的意思里面是有管教的意思。
And so in the context of this verse, it means discipline.
所以软弱的基督徒,
so the weaker Christians,
神要加以管教,
God is going to discipline them,
使得他脱离这个尘土,
so that they can be lifted up from the soil,
不再沾污,
so that they are not dirty anymore,
能够成为圣洁,
and they can be holy.
这样子一大圈一大圈的葡萄那个挂在上面那个果子就结出来。
So they can become more fruitful.
那么对于这种荣卫派的假教师当然是不肯接受这个解释。
So of course to those false teachers who stress this action more than anything else, they will not accept this kind of teaching.
他们反而会咬文嚼字。
They are going to just pick the words and make their own theory.
让我们继续看那个在约翰福音十五章四到六节。
Let's continue to look at John 15 from verses 4 to 6.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
Remain in me, and I will remain in you.
枝子越不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
No branch can bear fruit by itself.
你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
It must remain in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
A man remains in me, and I in him.
这人多结果子。
He will bear much fruit.
因为离了我，你们就不做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
人若不藏在我里面。
If anyone does not remain in me,
就像枝子丢在外面枯干了,
he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
人死了, 捡起来, 因着火里烧了。
Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned.
那么贾士卷那个贾老师的话常常的教导他人的在根据在这个藏字上面。
And the false teachers often base their teaching on this word, abide.
Often. 叫他们的看法。
And according to them,
这地方的你们,
when it's talk about
你们,
you,
指的是耶稣的门徒,
it's talking about the disciples.
主既然要求门徒常常在他里面,
Jesus asked the disciples abide with him.
可见门徒只有偶然不在他里面的时候。
It shows that there are times when the disciples are not with him.
门徒离开了主的那一段时间。
The time when they are apart from Jesus.
他们会做什么呢？
What are they going to do?
当然是过着犯罪和过不圣洁的生活。
They live a life that sin and also unholy.
我们英文有一句话是 Why the cat the way the mouse will play. 这是人性。
This is human nature.
以上这个在第四节的后半段。
The second part of verse 4.
主既说你们若不藏在我里面。
It says neither can you bear fruit.
可见曾经有过门徒有其犯圣洁不犯罪的时候。
It says, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me, which means the disciples have had time when they were not in him.
When they were in him. 有其圣洁而不犯罪的时候, 那是刚好跟上一
节。They will bear fruit when they're in him.
于是假教师就会下结论，往亲不结果子的基督徒要被丢进那个黑暗的深渊里面。
And so that's what gives the reason for the false teachers to teach that those who are not holy will then be cut off and be thrown in the fire.
永不超生,
And they will never be saved again.
问题也是出在中文的翻译上面。
And the problem arises from the Chinese translation.
这个长字的原文的意思是，真正翻译起来的话，跟原文是有很远很远的一段距离。
The word translated abide has is very far away from the original meaning.
在希腊文这个字是 meno.
In Greek, this word is meno.
长字这个意思的 meno meno.那么它原文的意思，它翻译过来是住的意思。
住。
abiding.
Well, in the original meaning, it means abiding.
在新约里其他各处里面用到 mino 的时候。
And in the New Testament and elsewhere when it used this word mino.
都以为住。居住的住。
They used the word dwell.
根本就不是常，时常的常。
And it's not translated as often.
不是在这一句经文里面，它这个里面翻译成为常。
But somehow in this, the context of this scripture, it translated as often.
有人把这段经文中的常字改为住字。
If we change the word often into dwell,
那么假教师便没有办法曲解这段的经文。
Then the false teachers would not be able to come up with their theory.
假如你将那个柱子放在十五章里面四五六节的经文里面，很容易明白。
So if you use the word dwell, instead of often in verse to six, then you will be able to understand.
我们再回到看约翰福音十五章第二节。
Let's look at verse 2 again in chapter 15.
减去一尺
，You cut off a foot，
是不是绝对不可以用呢？
Is it something that you absolutely can't use？
那却也未必。
Not really。
在新约圣经字里面解释的非常的清楚。
And in the New Testament dictionary, it was explained very clearly。
艾俄 ，ero， 好像从第三个定义做减去解。
Arrow's third definition is cut off.
假如我们从第三个定义来解释。
If we use this cut off definition to explain,
这剪去的并非是基督身子上的肢体。
What it was cut off is not part of body of Jesus.
而是挂名的基督徒。
Are those that are just being Christian by name?
仅仅需要其表。
They only have they are superficial Christians.
实际上，他们是绑上树上的假枝子。
So they are actually branches that were tied onto the vine.
而不是长在树上的枝子。
They were not connected to the vine.
那么主张这个假道理的假教士是想否定神所配定人得救的条件。
So these false teachers ignore what God'sTruth is about salvation.
他们要是在恩典啊外加上自己。
They want to add themselves on apart from grace.
在信靠外加上行为和功德。
And apart from faith, they want to add action and their own effort.
以炼狱做工具。
And they use purgatory as a tool.
杀鸡当信徒。
And to affect and to pressure the Christians at that time.
以黑暗为威胁。
And they use darkness to pressure these Christians.
来吓唬神的儿女。
To make them to get them into submission.
使人的俯首帖也不知不觉的就是唯命是从。
And so they then kind of gradually follow and submit.
从一大到其做领袖或是教主的美梦。
And they then became
founder of the church.
The founder of the church or the
head of the religious group.
The head of the religious group.
那我们在这边回来看，炼狱是什么意思
？What is purgatory?
那个炼狱之说来是受了当时的佛教 跟其他异端的学者影响。
Purgatory, the idea of purgatory came forth because of the influence of cults.
在主后第三跟第四世纪的时候。
And in the third and the fourth century.
那时候已经开始有这种流行的传说。
Purgatory, this purgatory theory is very rampant.
到第六世纪的时候。
And in the sixth century.
罗马天主教的第一任正式的教王。大贵格利。
The first pope of the Roman Catholic Church.
Gregory
the Great.
宣布在天堂与地狱之间。
He announced that in between heaven and hell.
有奥炼之火存在。
There is a purgatory exists.
到十五世纪的时候。
And in the 15th century.
罗马那个。天主教正式将那个炼狱列为他们的信条。
And they formally list purgatory as one of their faith.
还没有悔改而使我这个恶人一直堕落到地狱。
Those who have not repent and die, they will go to hell.
具有这特殊功德的好行为的人，就会免受这个炼狱之火，他会直升天庭。
And those people who work hard and have good action while they're on earth, they would skip the hell and go directly to heaven.
但是多数一般的信徒,
but for most of the believers,
就是有经过炼狱之火,
they will have to go through the fire purgatory.
所以罗马天主教认为人必须要就是那个行为。
And so for the Roman Catholics, they believe that they have to work.
他要进食。
He has to fast.
他要常常祷告。
He has to pray often.
他要有捐献。
He has to offer.
要行各样的善事。
They have to do all kinds of good deeds.
来累积这个功德。
To accumulate the good deed record.
而所积之功德。这种 merits,
and these merits
能够抵消个人所犯的罪过
can then cancel the sins one has done.
功德很高的人
those that have high merits
也可以免去这个炼狱之苦
they can also avoid the fire of purgatory.
那么其实对付这种主张行为派的假教师是很容易的。
So in order to face these kind of false teachers, there's a very easy way. Because Jesus has left us good example. In Luke chapter 10, verses 25-28, a Jew came forth and asked him, He said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied,
律法是什么？写的是什么呢？
What is written in the law?
你怎么样去念的呢？
How do you read?
他回答说,
He answered,
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind.
又要爱人是如同自己。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣就对他说,
Jesus then replied,
你答得是很对。
You have answered correctly.
假如你都能做到的话, 就别得永生。
Do this and you will live.
所以有人讲行为, 我们就应该用律法来回应。
So if people are talking about your own merit, then you need to reply with the law.
这是主用过的方法。
This is what Jesus had used.
万无一失。
It will win every time.
因为我们一生下来，律法就吩咐说。
Because as we are born, the law says.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind.
又要爱人是如同自己。
And you need to love your neighbor as yourself.
就是律法当中规定我们又有作为的部分。
And this is what the law talk about, regarding our action.
但是从始祖亚当起。
But from Adam forward.
所有人都没有做到。
None of, nobody has been able to accomplish it.
故事也都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
So everyone has sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God.
但是我们的主耶稣却来替我们成全。
But our Lord Jesus Christ have bear it on him.
神的儿子不但完成了神的义。
The Son of God has not only satisfied God's righteousness,
并且将神的义归给信他的人。
And he gave it to those who believed in him.
我们这个在神学里面叫替身之道。
And in theology, it is called substitution.
替身之道就是替我们活。
Is that he lived for us.
使我们在神面前蒙悦纳，享受他的荣耀。
So that we can be accepted by God and to enjoy his glory.
律法除了规定我们有行为的部分。
The law requires us to have action.
更是规定我们不可有行为的部分。
And it also tells us not to have a certain action.
神的诫命吩咐我们不可这样。
God's commandment tells us not to
不可哪样。
Not to otherwise.
仿佛真是很麻烦。
So it is very cumbersome.
好像让我们无可适从。
It's like we don't know what to do.
其实不然。
Actually, it's not like that.
我们在生命记三十章十一节到十七节里面看到神说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 11 to 14, it says.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命。
Now what I am commanding you today.
不是你难行的。
It's not too difficult for you.
也不是离你很远的。
Or beyond your reach.
不是在天上，使你说。
It is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask.
谁替我们上天取下来？
Who will ascend into heaven to get it?
使我们听见和遵行呢？
And proclaim it to us so we may obey it.
不是在海外。
Nor is it beyond the sea.
使你说谁替我们过海取了来呢？
So that you have to ask who will cross the sea to get it.
使我们听见你可以遵行呢？
And proclaim it to us so we may obey it.
这话却离你甚近。
No, the word is very near you.
就在你口中。
It is in your mouth.
在你心里。
And in your heart.
使你可以遵行。
So you may obey it.
所以神的律法其实都在我们心里面。
So God's commandment is actually in our hearts.
在我们的口中不会难行的。
It is in our mouth. It is not difficult to follow.
而且他应许我们，如果我们遵守他的诫命。
And he promises if we obey his commandments.
神会赐福给我们。
He will bless us.
比如他赐福约书亚一样。
Just as he blessed Joshua.
在约书亚一章八节里面说到，大家应该很熟啊。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, a very familiar verse.
这律法书不可离开你。
Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth.
总要昼夜思想。
Meditate on it day and night.
好使你谨守遵行这上所写的一切话。
So that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Then you will be prosperous and successful.
人的思想有时候真是很奇怪的。
Sometimes men's thinking is different.
神要我们去做的，我们就不做。
What God asks us to do, we won't do.
而且找出一大堆的理由出来。
And we use a lot of excuses.
跟神说我们能力不够啦，我们时间不够了一大堆。
We tell God, oh, I don't have the ability and I don't have the time.
找出的借口是一大堆的。
We have lots and lots of excuses.
而且我们不需要做的。
But what we don't ought not to do.
只要我们肯听话，什么也不要做。
If we just listen, we don't want to do anything.
就守住这个道理。
Then we need to follow this command.
真是太容易了。
It's so easy.
人呢，就偏要反其道而行。
But men often will do the opposite way.
因为会对九个福字立的去做，神愤怒的人不准做的。
We try everything to do what God asks us not to do.
而因为会去做神愤怒的人不准做的事情。我们要去做神吩咐我们不要做的事情。
We often want to do what God asks us not to do.
从我们的始祖亚当跟夏娃。
From Adam and Eve onward.
从那边就开始。
It begins with them.
神将亚当安置在那个伊甸园。
God put Adam in the Garden of Eden.
使他看管收理这个乐园。
So that he can manage this garden.
神吩咐他说，园 这园中各样的树上的果子，你都随意可以吃。
He tell him all of the fruit on the trees you can eat.
只是分别是善恶的果子的树，你是不能吃的。
Except the one tree, the tree of good and evil.
你吃的话，你必定会死。
The day you eat it, that is the day you will die.
就是神很简单清楚的吩咐亚当跟亚娃，这不可以做，那个你可以做。
And this is a very simple commandment from God telling Adam, this is what you can do and this is what you cannot do.
从圣经上大家都很清楚，结果亚当跟夏娃也没有顺从神的话。
And so from the Bible, we can clearly see, did Adam and Eve follow God's word?
他们都吃了分辨善恶的果子。
They ate the fruit of good and evil.
于是神叫他们赶出了伊甸园。
So God cast them away from the Garden of Eden.
这是为什么在保罗在罗马书里面讲到世人都犯了罪。
And this is why Paul said in Romans, said, for all have sinned.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
And have fallen short of the glory of God.
那么罪有罪的刑罚。
There is punishment for sin.
在罗马书第六章二十三节里面说到。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 23 it says,
罪的工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
唯有神恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
主不但替我们活，而且还代我们的罪受刑。
Not only did Jesus live for us, but he also died, suffered the punishment for us.
被钉十字架为我们死。
He was nailed on a cross and he died for us.
这是我们叫替死之道。
And this is substitution.
也是代赎性，我在基督教里面我们叫 substitutional atonement.
And this is called substitutional atonement.
这是基督教基本的信仰。
And this is the basic Christianity.
这信仰的基本信念是救恩来自神。
And the basic idea is that salvation is of God.
人类必须靠真神的拯救。
Man must be saved by God.
我们相信救恩是出乎神的恩典。
We know that salvation is from the grace of God.
任何人只有信而接受神的救恩而得救。
Anybody can trust in God and be saved.
承认自己是罪人，亏欠了神的荣耀，不能来到天父面前。
To admit that he is a sinner and to accept what God has given and come before him.
但慈爱的神差遣的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身。
But our loving Father sent forth his only Son to become flesh.
来这个世界上为我们死在十字架上。
To come to this earth and die on a cross for us.
成就了救赎之路。
And he accomplished salvation.
使我们因信记着他代死之功。
And because of his death and his substitutional atonement,
罪的赦免,
our sins were forgiven,
我们白白的永生,
and we can accept this salvation freely,
能够成为神的儿女,
become his children.
所谓替死就是代我们偿还罪债,
to die for us means he paid the price of sin,
使我们的罪得赦免或是生命,
and he, so that our sins are forgiven and we receive life.
由此可见主在十字架上完成了两件事情。
So he accomplished two things on the cross.
第一就是替身。
One is he a substitution in life.
主完成了神的义，并且将神的义归给信他的人。
He satisfied God's righteousness and he gave that righteousness to man.
主替我们活，使我们蒙他的悦纳，能够享受他的义。
He lived for us so that we can enjoy the glory of God.
第二点就是替死。
And the second thing he accomplished is substitution in death.
主担当我们的罪。
He bare our sin.
代我们受刑罚。
He received the punishment for us.
使我们的罪得赦免，让我们得生命。
So that we, our sins are forgiven and we receive life.
这样子，神的公义跟他的慈爱，直接主耶稣被钉在十字架上。两样都可以完成。
And so through his work on the cross, he satisfied God's righteousness and he also showed us his love.
既有公义，也有慈爱。
There is righteousness and there is also love.
在替主之道上面。
And in this substitution,
主的义归到我们身上，好让我们活着的时候能献上主的义。
God's righteousness were given to us so that we can have His righteousness.
在神面前可能使我们蒙悦纳。
So that before God we are acceptable.
这义不是人的义。
This righteousness is not of man.
人的义是没办法达到神的。
Man's righteousness cannot satisfy God.
也没有达到神的标准。
And it cannot satisfy His standard.
能够让他悦纳。
To be acceptable.
我们这一说，以赛亚先知所提到的。
In and prophet Isaiah said.
这六十四章第六节。
In Isaiah 64 verse 6.
我们都像不洁净的人。
All of us have become like one who is unclean.
所有都义像污秽的衣服。
And all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
我们都像叶子站在那枯干。
We all shriveled up like a leaf.
我们的罪孽好像风把我吹去。
And like the wind, our sins sweep us away.
在保罗，在写信给加拉太教会的时候也提到。
And when Paul wrote to the church in Galatia.
既然人称义不是因行律法。
Men are called righteous not because of following the commandment.
乃是因信耶稣基督。
And it's because of faith in Christ.
使我们因信称义。
So that we can be saved by grace.
不因行律法称义。
Not because we follow the commandment.
因为凡有学习的，没有人因为行律法而称义。
Because none of the blood can be called righteous because he followed the commandment.
我们没有做的，主已经可以替我们做了。
What we have not done, Jesus has already done it for us.
我们应该受的，主也替我们受了。
What we are supposed to suffer, He has suffered for us.
那我们该做什么呢？
So then what should we do?
在得救论而言，我们只要信。
And in the salvation theory, the only one thing is trust in Him.
其他什么也不用做。
You need to do nothing else.
请看那个以弗所书第二章第八节都是第九节里面，刚刚我们在起因文里面也看到。
And let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己的，乃是神所赐；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God.
大家有时间的话，因为时间的关系，不妨回家看看罗马书第五章。
Because of the time constraint, please go home and look at Romans chapter 5.
全篇所讨论就是这个道理。
And the whole chapter discuss this one truth.
因是这个道理最深刻的就是有一个德国的宗教的改革家。
There is a Roman theologian.
他的名字大家应该很熟。
I know you all know him.
叫马丁路德。
And it's Martin Luther.
马丁路德是出生于一个在德国的平民之家。
He was born into a poor family in Germany.
他的父亲是一个矿工。
His father was a coal miner.
他们一家都是很虔诚的天主教徒。
They were devout Catholics.
1505年的时候，他进了大学，念法律系。
And in 1505, he entered as a law major.
本来要做律师的。
He was going to be a lawyer.
但是他毕业之后呢，受了神的呼召。
But after his graduation, he was called by God.
他的进了修道院。
So he went into the seminary.
他立志要做神父。
He wanted to be a father.
他在那段时间呢，常常呢，他就是要克制自己的肉体虚弱，然后常常呢就限制他自己，不要有七情六欲。
During that time, he often has to submit his own desire, fleshly desire.
因为他要想得到那个行为能够可以达到救赎的恩典。
Because he wants to obtain salvation through his own action.
但是那个效果是几乎让他绝望。
But then the result is very disappointing to him.
有一天他念那个保罗所写的罗马书。
So one day he read Romans, the book of Romans.
所以他看了一件经文。
He read a verse.
因着义人必因信得生。
Because righteous, you will obtain righteousness through faith.
这句话使得恍然领悟。
And so he was awakened by that verse.
得救不是在乎遵守死的仪式跟规矩。
To be saved is not by following all this rules.
而是在乎信靠要真有活的耶稣基督。
But it is to have trust and have faith in this living Jesus Christ.
当时十五世纪的时代的教皇是利奥第十六。
And in the 15th century, the Pope is Leo.
那时候他看到他的教堂圣彼得大教堂。
When he looked at St. Paul's Cathedral,
有很多破落的地方。
There were a lot of places that need to be repaired.
需要那个维修。
They need to repair.
那维修呢也需要很大量的那个钱。
And to be able to repair these places, it needs a lot of money.
但是那时候教廷也缺钱。
But in his family, they lack that.
于是他们想这个办法，他们市区就推销那个赎罪票。
And so they began to fill.
Ticket of indulgence.
Indulgence.
清该种的赎罪票可是说替死的亲人可以赎罪。
These tickets of indulgence means if you buy this ticket, then you can redeem your dead loved ones.
有各种不同的价码。
There are different amount.
那就说，假如你买了那个赎罪券的话，那个你的亲戚朋友的话，可以从炼狱里面执行监禁。
So when you buy this ticket, then you can redeem your loved ones from the purgatory to heaven.
所以那时教皇的代表来到马丁路德的郊区，公开贩售这种赎罪票。
So the representative of the Pope came into the district where Martin Luther lived and began to sell these tickets.
这种情况传入了马丁路德的耳中。
And this then reached Martin Luther's ears.
使他大为震惊。
And he was shocked.
于是在1517年他在教堂门上贴了95条宣告。
And so in 1517, he posted 92 statements on the door of the cathedral.
他是那个写出那个赎罪票教皇的专权跟天主教各种的错误不合理的地方。
He wrote down the sin of the Roman Catholic Church and of the Pope.
那么这个九十五条宣布以后，只有两个礼拜。
And two weeks after this, 95 statements were posted.
这个宣告就传遍了整个德国。
And this news spread throughout Germany.
很多当时的教徒就是支持那个马丁路德。
And a lot of the believers then support Martin Luther.
然后宗教就从此开始改革。
And so that is the beginning of the Reformation.
那在1520年的时候，教皇就是开除了马路德，
一
个神父的教徒。
And in 1520, he was excommunicated.
而且限他在六十天内要悔改。
And he told them within 60 days he has to repent.
收回那九十五条的宣告。
To take back the 95 statements.
假如你不这么做的话，就是异端者论罪处斩。
And if he does not, then he's a cult member.
马丁路德接到这个报告以后。
And after he received this report.
这个公文，他向他帮助者焚烧掉。
He burned the letter in front in public.
靠着神的大能。
And through the strength of God.
他是从此就开始了个宗教的改革。
And so he began Reformation.
至于雅各提到信心与行为，哪一篇那个雅各书里面
？And in the book of James mentioned about the relationship of faith and action.
那么我们可以就说，保罗怎么注重那个信靠？我们也不需要做任何的事情。那么跟雅各那个是不是有冲突？
So we would say, well, Paul stressed so much on faith, but then James stressed on action. Is there a conflict here?
那雅各的话，那个他也注重行为啊。
James is talking about action there.
其实呢，我们仔细的看那个原文的意思，在雅各书里面跟保罗是没有冲突。
And if you look at the original language in James, there is no conflict with what Paul has taught.
因为雅各提到信心若没有行为，就是死了。
Because James said, faith without action is dead.
但是你要查考原文的话，行为一致并不是人的善行跟功德的解释。
But if you look at the original language, the word action is not talking about merit.
那是行动与实行的意思。
It is actually performing, doing.
这里雅各所说的活的信心，是的死的信心。
Here, James is making a contradiction between a living faith and a dead faith.
他们两者之间的不同。
The difference between them.
信的本身就是一个行动。
To have faith is action.
雅各并不是说信心加上善行或者人的好行为才算完全。
James is not saying that you have to have faith plus merit to make complete.
而只是说他是有行动的信心。
He's talking about an action-filled faith.
或者是活的信心。
Or a living faith.
是完全的信心。
It's a complete faith.
所以凡相信神，有信他独生子来到世间的，就能得到这永远的生命。
So those who believe that God has sent His Son to this world.
我们现在应该很清楚，唯有基督能除去自死的罪。
We need to know and understand that only Jesus Christ can take away our sin.
消灭撒旦的作为，把生命赐给人。
And destroy the work of Satan to give man life.
但基督徒接受基督为主
But as Christians accept Christ as their Lord,
就有了与主永远的生命带来新的生活样式
We'll receive eternal life and have a new way of life.
以往的黑暗罪恶消失
The past sin and darkness has disappeared.
有光开始照耀
And the light begins to shine.
有基督永远生命的人必会与世间的邪情私欲隔绝
And those that have the life of Christ will be separated, will avoid all the darkness in earth.
能爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And to love our brothers and sisters.
我们在主里面重生，成了新造的人。
When we are born again and become a new creation in Christ.
那么我们的行为自然有了新的改变。
Our life will have changed.
好的行为乃是得救的结果。
Good action result from salvation.
而是不是得救的条件。
And it is not a requirement of salvation.
愿神帮助我们。
And may God help us and keep us.
不要在我们这个异端当道的世上受逼迫。
Not be led astray by this cold feeling world.